Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise. Murad speaks. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to get up and be strong and motivate myself to come on the radio live in living color to speak to those who are out there that's listening and those who go to my library to hear what comes out of my intellectual mind, to give you the insight and the foresight and what's going on in the world today. And I'm going to say things that one does not recognize and nor do you comprehend. So I'm going to stay away from your intellectual mind, because most of us is confused. Most of us don't have the ability to digest what's going on in the world. However, I want to say to you all that we are bona fide, we are qualified to be able to do the things that we are created to do. I am your host tonight, Murad Muhammad, and I believe that I have the insight, and therefore I have the foresight to be able to do the things that is necessary that we should do every day. And number one is to love your family. Number two, to love your community. Number to love humanity. And if you think like that, then you will be able to have necessary things that you deserve to have given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorifies his name. God gives us the ability to be the Khalifa of all of society around the world. Yes, we are in the position to be that who should be and could be and have to be able to bring us all together. Until we come together, brothers and sisters, that we will not ever be able to survive in society. And it is amazing to me, amazing, that we take portion in Al-Islam is simple, simple common sense. It is nothing compulsory that God dictates to us and tells us what to do and what not to do. You are free spirit. You are free, my brothers and sisters. You are free in this world to accept Allah and reject God. You have that ability to do so, and that's why Satan don't like you. And we think or we teach that Satan is this devil, as the Iblis is a corrupt individual. He's a jinn. He's a creature. There's only three creatures on the face of the planet Earth. And you have the angels, and you have the jinn, and you have the human being. But Allah did not say we're going to create a man. We going to create a man. He did not say that. He said, I'm going to create a Khalifa in the earth. I, meaning God himself, will create a Khalifa in the earth. And on this earth, we are able to be intelligent enough to be the guardian of the earth. So that's why our father, Adam, was put into the garden. He was over top of the garden. And what happened? The blink of the eye. He said that I have created this world. I need nothing from this world. I need nothing from man. For this world was created for you to be the guardian over top of the world. But where are we? That 10% rules and dictates. And that 80%, they beg and they try to be like those who try to rule this world. However, that 5%, he knows it. He understands it. He don't go for the tricks. But he has nothing. He has nothing because he didn't know how to do for himself. So tonight I want to talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Did y'all know who Solomon was? You read about it. Do you know who Ibrahim is? You read about it. But do you know who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is? He's Simon Says. We played that game, Simon Says. We love that game, Simon Says. And if Simon is able to do the things that he didn't ask you to do, you out. But if Simon Says do it, you do it. We played that game. And because we played that game, we was able to love the game that Solomon has chosen. Whoa, is that amazing? Simon, brothers and sisters, say do this, you do it. Simon says do that, you do it. Simon don't say do it and you do it, you are in trouble. You out. Yes, he was that powerful. Over 300 million people have traveled this globe, have been on in the world. And because they've been in the world and because they have done the things they have done, then therefore the world has ability to do the things that the world should do. But Simon says, don't do it. I want to talk about Malcolm. I want to speak about, you remember Warren Muhammad. I want to be able to bring to you why Dr. King was a necessity in the world today. I want to talk about Men of Substance, Booker T. Washington. Yes, I want to speak about Booker T. Washington because he educated us. Tuskegee Institute, which they have changed today to Tuskegee University. I want to speak about the men that had the capabilities to do the certain things that is done in the world. And if in fact that we have no clue, maybe I can enlighten you. And if in fact that I can't reach all of them, I have good intentions. And my intention is to be able to give you insight. You have to have insight before you have foresight. And if you put the two together, you'll become very successful in the world. Now, I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. We ought to know that we have that capability. We have the will. We have determination, the ability. We have the common sense. your common sense. The common sense of the human being is a gift in the womb of your mother. And we should understand that. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We say that I bear witness that there is only one God, Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, the messenger of God, the servant of God. And we bear witness that Allah will bless his companions and his children in his community that he was able to raise. We bear witness that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything between it, and he needs nothing from his creation or man. Allah has no children. He has no wife. He stands alone. In everything that we do in life, taught us in the womb, in the womb of your mothers. He taught us in the womb of your mother how to do things that mommy and daddy could not give to us. We was in paradise. And because we was in paradise, we didn't have to breathe. We didn't have to eat. All we had to do was sleep. All we had to do was rest. But meanwhile, he was teaching us. What did he teach you, Marad? But God told the angels to give us our legs and our feet, our hands, and they molded and shaped us in our head and our brain, our organs that you don't see. And all that is molded and shaped in the womb of the mother, and she don't feel it. See how merciful God is? Yes, you have headaches. You have stomach aches. She has many types of things that makes her uncomfortable, but that baby is being born. You first have to create it and give it eyes and a nose. And lips. Yes, all of this is necessity in 9 months. There's exception to the rules. Some come here earlier than they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be here in 9 months. But 9 months of the aches and pains and on the operation table. On the operation table, brothers and sisters, that female goes to hell. She can die. Why? Because she's given life. Push, and they push. Push, and they push. And that woman pushing, here come that head. And he's looking around because he's alive. Because if he don't breathe in the spirit of God, the earth can't come alive. And if, in fact, it dies in the womb, the neighbor cord could be wrapped around his neck or her neck. So what's happening? We upset because it died. No, it didn't die. It went directly to heaven. Allah is saying you don't have to go through what we all going through, what the baby have to go through to come into this world. They have to survive. And so if God don't allow it to come in, it goes straight directly to paradise. But what do you do with the earth? You wash it down? No, you don't. You have to pray over it? No, you don't. It's mud. It's dirt. It's clay. It's put in the ground. You don't have to bring no flowers. You don't have to dress it. You put it in the earth. So you have to know the difference from the earth and the spirit. You have your own real estate. You look in the mirror. What do you see? real estate. Who moved and saved it? Allah. His angels. But when you come out, you got to breathe in that spirit to live. That's why they smack you on the butt. Hopefully you'll breathe in the spirit. Now you come alive. And you're looking around and you see a community, your mother, your father, your aunts, your siblings, your uncles. You see the doctors, the nurses. You see a community and you're crying. You're not talking our language because we wasn't taught our language. You cry God's language. And if you put many babies behind the wall from various different countries, they all cry the same language. You can't tell one from another. And then our mothers, teachers, their language. But what did the baby have that the mother didn't teach? Common sense. God taught you common sense. So you sneeze, you cough, you cry when you want milk, you cry if you want that breast. You cry when you are filthy and dirty and you defecate and urinate. But you speak until your mother give you her language. Whatever language she speaks, she teaches to the baby. The baby looks in the lips, not in the eyes, look right in the lips and say, what are you saying? And the baby comprehends well because he starts talking back to you in your language. So what is common sense? A doctor wrote a book about who made common sense. He's asking sense is common. Who made it common? Allah. It's common sense. And what makes it so important of the common sense is because the common sense, brothers and sisters, the common sense, God gave it to you. Now, your education comes from man. It has faults, many faults. Today, they don't want you to even know your history. They're trying to hide it. You're coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out, and they're trying to hide it. They believe that you're going to grow up and go against that slave master. We don't think about that, but they do. That's why they're shooting you. They're killing you. They don't care how many people are dying. But this is a lesson to us. It's not the baby or the young girl or the young man or woman or man is dying because someone got shot and died. They shot the earth. They didn't shoot the individual. No way did they shoot the individual because it wasn't there. Allah removed that spirit. All they shot was mud and dirt and clay. Isn't that amazing? People jump out of the window. People commit suicide. But Allah knows your thoughts before you think it, just like he does. He knows that a leaf cannot fall from the tree without his will. So we behind feels, oh, my God, they took off his head. Oh, my God, they shot him 27 times. Now they're shooting babies. The baby didn't feel it. They took off his head, did not feel it at all because it's earth. And you can't grasp that in your mind because you're all messed up. So I'm talking to your spirit. I'm talking to your deen of a fitra, the nature in which you was created. And now we got people coming around us. And they come around us to confuse us and make you other than yourself. Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him paradise, and other lights attract and a light repels. So you see something you never saw before. You like it. You want to be like it. You want to do things just like he does or he, she does. And so that changes your whole line of thinking. He said, do not socialize with them because they're going to rub off. But we was in our nature. How was we in our nature, Rod? Well, tell me what your father looked like, Adam. You don't know. How tall was he? You don't know. What complexion was he? You don't know. Tell me if Adam and Eve is the first to come on this planet. Tell me what their religion was. It was none. Tell me what kind of clothes he wore. Well, they say he was naked. You don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. But we sure in our nature believe in Adam and Eve. Can no one take that away from us? We all the children of Adam. There's 8 billion of us. And we all the children of Adam. But who is Adam? Think about Adam and Eve. Now I was a young man. I wanted to know that. When I started reading Revelation, I started reading that Bible. Adam and Eve came here, and they came here as one soul. I want to know how that happened, and what is that all about? Like, you know, one of the things Muhammad, or the student of Imam Warren Muhammad, he said, dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. Well, guess what? According to the Bible says that God said, let us create a creature in the world. Let us. Who is us? Let us create man. Who is man? But you read in the Holy Quran, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say man. It doesn't say woman. It says Khalifa. I'll create Khalifa in the earth. Now, brothers and sisters, that's feminine. There's men walking around calling themselves Khalif. It's okay. But Allah said, Khalifa. There's individuals walking around saying they're a Khalifa. No such thing. There's no such thing as an individual Khalifa. A Khalifa is all of the children of Adam. They came here for a purpose. But Adam was on the top of the garden. Do he sin? Is he perfect? Well, he couldn't be perfect because he asked Adam not to touch that tree and do not come near that tree. Don't eat the apple, Adam. A lot of people think that Eve ate the apple along with him. No, she did not. If he had asked Eve, he wouldn't have touched that apple. He wouldn't have ate that apple. But the apple is like your Adam. Isn't that amazing? Your Adam apple. How did Adam get there? Yes, Adam was there. Adam, apple. So your Adam apples, you swallow. What do you swallow? So what is he asking them to stay away from? Tree represents knowledge. And when you eat that apple, you've eaten the knowledge of how Satan gave it to him. He whispered in his ear. But he didn't whisper it to go against God. He whispered that you can do something that God will be pleased with you. But he told him not to eat that apple. So the apple is sweet. So he gives you a lie and sugarcoat it, and so it don't taste terrible when it goes down the Adam apple. Sugarcoat it with the truth. It was not the truth. But Allah knew when he's mad. But he told him to stay away from that tree. Stay away from that knowledge. Don't eat that apple. And he ate it. Oh, your Lord will be proud of you if you do the things on your own as if you don't need God. Well, here he touched that tree. He ate that apple. And God punishes him. And he begged for forgiveness. Begged for forgiveness. So they said the woman came from the man's rib. And I said to myself, did Allah forgot the woman? He had to do it all over again so then he can be the Lord of the worlds. And he forgot. He had to put man to sleep and bring him through the rib. So he won't hurt or he won't have pain. No, brothers and sisters. They say these things to get your attention. But dig a little deeper. For God said, man and woman came here as one soul, one spirit. So that means man needs woman and woman needs man. I was just a young man. I said, whoa, I'm not going to make it unless I go get me a wife. So I'm searching for a wife, and I'm only 14 years old. Why? I wanted a wife. I wanted balance, stability in life, because Adam and Eve came here as one. So I was walking around as a half a man. I wasn't complete. I'm looking, and I found this beautiful, gorgeous female. I didn't put no age on her, and she didn't put no age on me. But I'm getting married. 60 years old. I want to be like Adam and Eve. I want to come together. I want to be one. And I'm married. Mama didn't want me to marry. I'm too young, she said. I said, Mama, I want to be an asset to you. But I got to complete myself as a full man. And I got married. And here come the blessings. In my own business. Create my own way in life. And I say to the brothers, you're walking around as a half a man. You don't come complete until you marry Eve, your wife. Now you want. Now how powerful is that? You love your mother. Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said very distinctly, who was the most important person in your life? The question was asked to Rasuli, the Prophet of God. He said, my mother. How is it his mother? Because his mother, he was about 3 or 4 years old. So he didn't really know his mother. He knows what she looked like, but he doesn't know his mother. So he was given to other women because why? You have to eat to go to that breast. Because they had no other food. They had natural food. So those women gave him their milk and got tired of him going to their breast. So he went to another one, and he went to another one. The uncle was very, very smart until he became a certain age, 9 years old. He didn't eat them no more. So he was orphaned the way you say it today. That's not the way God says it. It was a blessing. Every child is your child. Who's the second most important person in your life? Kasuli? Said my mother. Who's the third most important person in your life? My mother. Who's the fourth most important person in your life? My father. But he didn't even know his father. He knew nothing about his father. Why did he say his father? It was in his nature. Nobody taught him. It was in his nature to love my father, the seed. You were the offspring of your father. Yes. He could have been a pimp, hustler. This is me talking. He could be a dope dealer. But the seed don't curse. 2 years ago, if you had a no good, despicable father and a no good, despicable mother, you make a despicable child. Oh, no. Can't touch that seed. You can't touch that womb. God is in charge. So they had to change it. That children being born by two despicable people is despicable. The baby may come out and be the answer to cancer. So the baby is important. The baby is very important. And some of you get rid of it. And some of you do things that it doesn't live. You don't know what you're doing because no one tells you that this is a gift from God. So in his nature, he loved his mother and father, but he's married. So the wife may say to him, well, what about me? You love your mother so much. And secondly, your father. Well, what about me? You don't count your wife because you and her is one. She can love her mother. She can love her father. Don't come between them. But mom is number one and daddy's number two. And your husband is a complete, and you are complete man and woman. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we ain't teaching that. The one reason they don't teach it because they don't know it. I'm a student of Imam Muhammad, and he taught me well for over 20-something years. And I never, ever told anybody that Imam Muhammad was teaching me. I was talking to a beautiful brother, and he listened. He'd been knowing me for years, and he was listening. Now, they knew I had a gift because I evolved. I evolved to go where? To build in my community, to love the men and women that I grew up in my community, but most of them are stuck on stupid. They don't want nothing out of life. They become complacent. I'm not a complacent individual. So Imam Walter D. Muhammad told me, leave us. He didn't say leave you all. Leave us and go to humanity. Oh, I did just that. I did not want to be around stupidity. So I went and grew in life. Then he said, come back and get us. And I came back. And when I came back, they was jealous, envious. Why is he blessed to do all the things he did? And one brother said, Murad sells drugs. In no way in the world he can do that unless he's a drug pusher. I didn't get angry, taught me in the classroom on Saturday. And one day I approached him and I said, brother, I know why you said it, because it's impossible that I did all the things I have done. The same gift I have, you have. You just didn't use it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, get a piece of the dunya. Though it is a little grocery store, bakery, a restaurant, selling socks, shoes, selling t-shirts and underwears. We thought it meant just open up a business and whatever you sell. No, piece of the dunya, brothers and sisters, is where's our skyscrapers? Where's our schools? Where's our roads? Where are our bridges? Where is it? And he's not talking to all of us at one time. He's saying to the individual, get a piece of this dunya. No, they went backwards because unlike subtract, told them, you don't want nothing of this world. Isn't that amazing? We don't want nothing of this world. We want to be complacent and just die. We don't want to do nothing. We become a person that does not evolve. We don't want to watch TV and see what's going around the world as if that's not a gift. But that man had his knee on his neck. And he became famous because he said something, you're going to kill me. Asked them to stop. But when he called his mother, he called his mother. And that shook the whole entire universe. Oh, that man is famous. Because why? It was seen around the world. You can't hide no more. Turn on your TV, you see what's going on. But we say in Al-Islam, we say, Allah is sufficient. And you think when you say Allah is sufficient, he's going to do your work for you. Oh, no, brothers and sisters. You must get up and take a step. Because if you don't take a step, Allah will not take two. So, we talk about things that is so simple that we don't define it. We learned another language. It's called Arabic. And Arabic is the language of the Arabs, not Africa, not Italy, not German, not Poland. The Arabs. The Arabs have Arabic. And because they was the most unintelligent person on the face of the earth. Why? Because people read Revelation. People was in tune with Revelation, but not the Arabs. The Arabs was never taught. Why did Allah raise a person amongst them? He raised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he raised them amongst them, he knew no religion. But he respected Christianity. He respected Judaism. Respected God lovers of idol gods. But he did not associate with any of that. He was a free spirit. But what was he acting in? His nature. His nature, brothers and sisters, is why he was so humble. They call him many names. Al-Amin, trustworthy. Everybody trusted him. Everybody loved him. But who is he? Who is this one that they trust? He came out of the womb of that young lady. Was she an Arab? He spoke Arabic. So she was an Arab. He came from the seed of his father. He didn't know him, but he removed him, so his father didn't teach him. His mother had to go because she couldn't teach him. But he was raised by a seer. His uncle was a seer because they didn't call them prophets then. So he saw the future, and he will be blessed. He goes to heaven because he was the guardian of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he wasn't a prophet. They didn't know who he was. But he worked. And he worked for a young lady that was a widow. Yes, Khadija was a widow. And she had land and she had animals that she was able to have to maintain. And here comes Muhammad. And when Muhammad came, he raised her business to another level. And you tell me, brothers and sisters, just simple common sense. Sometimes I think about this. There is no widow and there is no employer that's going to come to the employee. And the employee is never going to come to the employer. Because he feels he's inferior to that. She got the money. She got the business. But she saw something. And she gravitated. It was her nature that gravitated to her and asked him to marry her. I tell these sisters all the time, I say, if you want something, you better go get it. Well, why is this these Christians is taking our husbands? I said, because they ain't lose their common sense. They know how to go get them. You dress up in all this garment. When you walk around the corner, it flies. It takes another 2 seconds to come around. They're not looking at no material. Man is physical. But Allah says dress modestly. That don't mean you have to show everything you have. Because when we followed the Amalai's mom, we couldn't see nothing, but they were so beautiful in their garments that we was attracted to moral goodness. We didn't look at the ladies. We didn't know what they looked like. We didn't look at the backside. We didn't know what they looked like. But they was dressed so beautiful, so gorgeous, that it attracted us. And vice versa. We didn't wear high heels. We didn't wear afros. We didn't wear beards. We was sharp. We was clean. Walking fast to the morning day time. Stepping fast. And we wore suits and ties. We didn't know how much money was in his pocket. All we know, he is sharp. So that gravitated to them. And any man gets up and prays a day, that's unheard of. I want that man. And the Christians gravitated to us. It was we who taught them Islam. That's what it was called, Islam. We taught them Islam. We cleaned them up, made sure they don't do things that they're not supposed to do. And we became powerful. We became strong. Who was married, no such thing as playing around, no insignificant, a girlfriend, Oh, we wasn't taught to do that. To give them their dignity and marry them. Our money was their money. And their money was their money. They was the guardian of the home. That's why we came home to paradise. Now, how did we do that? Because we didn't know El Islam. Just like the prophet didn't know El Islam. Well, how was they acting? He was acting in his nature. And we, the so-called American Negroes, did not know Islam. We were acting in our nature. Can you grasp that? That the prophet, the Jesus, Moses, Ibrahim, our father was just like us. But we didn't know. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, feed them baby food. Because you give them steak, they're going to choke. You cannot go to Allah dirty. So he cleaned us up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I did not come here to teach you religion. Came here to clean you up. And one after me will teach you your true religion. Whoa. I said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was voodoo. You junkie. You snort coca. You drink liquor. You was a prostitute. You just go through one man, another man, just sex. He cleaned us up. How are you going to go to Allah if he don't clean you up? So I heard a brother says, he kept the religion away from us. That's like saying, mommy feeds me baby food, but his mommy and daddy eat steak. Because if he gives you steak, you choke. You will die. You can't chew that kind of food. They got to feed them baby food. Give them the breast. That's the only way you're going to live. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not teach us. He said, put the Quran on a high level. Take it down during December and read it because Ramadan. But he couldn't push us into something we would not have accepted. Going down silent. I ain't bowing my head to nobody. Yes, that's who we were. But we stood straight up because y'all was bent over. We always bent over. You stand straight up. Straight up. Surely I turned myself to thee, O Allah, trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth. And I am not of the polytheists. We were saying Allah. Yes, we thought Allah was Allah. But Allah don't judge what you say. Allah don't judge your rituals. Allah don't judge your money. And this come out of your mouth. He judge your heart. We had an Islam in our heart, but we didn't know it. We didn't know it. So how would we act? It was offspring of our father. You sisters, offspring of your mother. I'm not talking about your biological mother that had you. I'm talking about Adam and Eve is who we are. You need to study. That's who we are. And yes, Satan cannot dictate to us, but he asked for permission. He said, oh, Lord. He said, you made them out of mud and dirt and clay, hollow clay they call it. You made me out of smokeless fire, meaning he's purified. and they're going to come back and curse you. Allow me to show you. I'll come from the right, the left, from the back, from the front, and I'll cross them up. So do not judge me, Lord, now. Let me prove to you that your new creation is going to curse you. And I'll say, I know what you know and know what you know not. I'll give you to the final day of judgment. Wow. But you can't make them do anything. So why? He can't dictate to us. Satan messes with your appetite. You got a weakness for sugar, you eat. You got a weakness for drugs, you do it. You got a weakness for sex, you will do it. Stealing, robbing, you will do it. You have permission. Satan is a master of tricking you, conning you, deceiving you. He's a backstabber. He whispers in your ear. And you're going to eat from that tree. And you're going to swallow those drugs, abusing women, and mistreating children, and don't want to have children. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said something very, very profound, he said, in the day of judgment, because you did all that, you're going to say to Allah, the devil made me do that. And Satan's going to say, called you, and you simply came. He got no power over you. But you get hung up, and you get caught up, and you don't have no morals. So now we're doing things today. We're stealing the money of the people that worked hard and gave it to you. Oh, yes, you thieves. You thieves. You take what Imam Muhammad built for us, and before him, what his daddy was able to teach us to be clean, and we revert back. We got away from our being, our fitra, the nature in which we were created, and we became a part of Satan. All you want is money. But there's no progress. You're in storefronts, begging for money, and you call yourself an imam. You're trying to build what you've been building for years. What's the problem? You want to be something that you are not. And who's suffering? We had all these stores and bakeries and everything you need, ice cream stores, you name them, we had them. Where are they? They took our stores. They come overseas and they don't have democracy until they came here and find out that you all were stuck on stupid. I heard a black man say, isn't that amazing? If you went into the Italian area and try to create a pizza, they will run you out of there with a bat. You come into a Chinese area and try to make tu feng gong, whatever it is that you eat, they will run you out of there. But they come in our place. They cook our chicken, our greens, our potatoes. They cook everything that we cook, and yet you don't see they have people coming eating that stuff. They don't eat that junk. But who are they making money? Off us, and they send it overseas. And they buying up everything. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters, they got our bean pie. What happened? What happened? Because when we were coming up in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, we would run you the hell out of here with a bat. But you became weak, spineless, and you think it's yours, but yet the community gave you all that money. Where is it? Go in each one of those last tiers. How much money you got in the bank that we put in for the last 10 years? They don't have it. They can't produce it. And where the interest off the money, because that's interest. Interest means you put it up, whether it's 5%, 10%, or 1%. There's extra money. Where is it? Where's our stores? Where's our bakeries? Where's our schools? And you can't come together because you broke up the way we were when we was coming up. You had the Aztecs, the Commodores. You had the red hats, the green hats, the blue hats. It was all a territory. Today, there's territory. We've broken up. They laughing at us, brothers and sisters, because we can't do nothing collectively. I'm not here to expose anybody. But the mayors offer us Phil Heisen Avenue if we come together as one. They didn't do it. They wanted by themselves. No. You all got to come together. They didn't do it. And today, they're going to rebuild a conglomerate, Hollywood on Fuller Island Avenue. Isn't that a shame? A disgrace that we don't have nothing. Everybody got a school of thought. Everybody got a school of thought. And I will say this. I asked a brother one time who was at a fair. He got all the brothers in the rooms and the kufis and so forth and so on. And I also asked a brother from Africa, a whole lot of them, because they invite me to go different places. And we all seen each other. And I asked the brothers in the Shore Board, there's 80 of us. And I said to them, I said, are you all imams in your country? Well, my father is, and my grandpa, he was. I said, are you an imam in the foreign countries? And if you are, I will sit down. Nobody stood up. I said, why? And they hesitate. So I'm a martial artist. You hesitate, I got you. I don't fight on defense. I fight on offense because I'm quick. So they hesitate. I said, because you ain't qualified. You're not qualified in your country, but you come over here and you're an imam over top of us. How dare you? How dare you? Well, our grandfathers, our forefathers, yes, and our mothers suffered the mountains of suffering and begged God and made a covenant with God, an oath. I will suffer the mountains of suffering but take care of my offspring. Now we speaking like our ancestors. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, La ilaha illallah. We didn't know that language. For 400 years, they burned it out of us. They burned it out of us. We didn't even know it. But our ancestors prayed and suffered the bounds of suffering, castrated our fathers, hung our brothers, our mothers, took the baby out of the womb, how they hanged us from our feet, and they cut the stomach and take the baby out and throw it down on the ground and stomp the brain. Oh, you don't remember that? They go to church and come out of the church, and they call what they call today, pick a nigger. And then put them in boiling hot water and then fry and eat them. They was barbarians. But that body that went in that boiling water, the spirit wasn't there. Allah removed it. And they ate that meat. But the spirit ain't there. So when you think this is so ugly, yes, because you see it. You read about it. But it ain't there. Allah don't punish his human beings like that. But Allah came back and said, oh, y'all made a three-fifths of a human being watch us today. And we are doctors and lawyers, engineers, carpentry. We're doing it all. We doctors, brothers and sisters. But our ancestors was that when they came here. We built this country. We brought them mathematics. But John Reed, y'all do not talk about your ancestors. And they prayed for us, and we broke the covenant. We don't pray for them. We don't lament them in our prayer. No imam stands up and teach you that. They put you in spooky land. So I said to them, I said, brothers, any one of your imams, prove me wrong. Y'all know Arabic, and sometimes we don't know if you're doing Arabia. That's God's language. It's not Arabic, Arabia. But it's so close because they was following the prophet so that he would ward them. He brought one up amongst them can speak the language. But when you speak the Quran, it's not Arabic. It's Arabia. And Arabia is the language of God. So they made it close. And when they received the blessing for coming to Prophet Muhammad, Allah rewarded them with oil. Man, they thought it was dirty water. They were so intelligent. They were burying little girls in the grave alive. So they had to raise them up. Because it never was taught the revelation. So the prophet had to be born so he can teach them. He brought one up that looked like them, taught their language. Yes. And we was brought up, looked like them, and talked somebody else's language. We didn't even talk English no more. Isn't that amazing, brothers and sisters? We don't talk English no more, but they over there around the globe speak their language, but they learn another language. All of them learn English. And guess what? They came over here poor, had nothing. The ghetto is like heaven to where they lived at. Yeah, we lived in the projects. We live in little huts, but they live filthy and dirty. So they went to school and they learned to come over here and took all the jobs. They said, Alhamdulillah. And what happened to the English? Everybody that speaks English that came over here is a ruler. They teaching their children. They becoming senators and they becoming mayors, councilmen. Yes, with English. But they speak Arabic, but they come over here and learn English. And we mastered the English language because 400 years we don't use it no more. How you going to teach someone that they don't know what the hell you talking about? Yes, we doing Fatiha, but they don't know what the hell you saying. How are you going to grasp that? Because the Enterprise Muhammad taught us English, how to speak correctly, and we wouldn't knock on them doors. We didn't say, I said, alaikum. Hello. Hi. Then we learned how to say assalamu alaikum because we didn't say assalamu alaikum. We said assalamu alaikum. That's what we said, assalamu alaikum. And then all of a sudden, the whole North, they said, well, you got a number of Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum, Rabbi Salam. Assalamu alaikum, Rabbi Salam. Then somebody came and said, no, Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, abarakatuhu. And I said to them, brothers and sisters, I said, show me in the Quran that Allah told us to do that. What do you mean, Brother Rod? Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, barakatuhu is the little E there. That means singular. That's for the prophet. Yes, I said it to all of them. I said it to all the Arabs. I said it to all the brothers that come from foreign countries, like my brothers from Turkey. Show me. Like the brothers that go to Hajj and come back, and they took Hajj, they changed their line of clothing. I said, brother, I said, you got all those thinking. Tell me if I'm wrong. I accept. I'm not perfect. We say, subhanAllah, if I'm wrong, Allah is the best known. So tell me, where is it that that was for anyone other than the prophet? None of them can say anything. Either they didn't know or they know. Now you need man. You overtalk all these brothers. He didn't say nothing. I said, why do we say Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah? I don't see you turning your head to the right. Because there's an angel on your right. That's who you're speaking to. That's what it's for. We don't know what Assalamu alaikum means. Because if you did, you would never, ever give an individual other than that. That is God's language. Now, I'm not here to teach the Arabic. I'm not an Arabic speaker. I know what Allah says to us. And I use it. And I you can put me on in the Quran. What? Yes. You can write volumes just on that sword alone. So why do you think that we are hung up with people that came over here that they raping their women, they cutting their hands off, their heads off, their toes off, and whatever else? They barbarians. It was barbarians before. Idol gods was before. We never looked at idol gods as being a god. So remember what Muhammad says, that we don't have oil. So they rich with oil. But we rich with the spirit of the Holy Quran. That's what motivated us for 43 years under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Then we come into the nature. We didn't know our deen, our fitra. We are reverting back to our deen, our fitra, but we didn't know that. So here we got now, it's got worse. It's not getting better. We ain't growing. The brothers are praying. Now, I believe, because most of them broke, where are their jobs? Where are their business? I believe they are set amongst us and they're getting paid to turn us astray. Oh, brother, you got to put some dirt in the graves so he can be blessed to go to heaven. Well, brothers and sisters, why would you have to put dirt in the grave when there's dirt in the grave? Because all it is dirt. That body is dirt. That body is clay. That body is sarka, to feed the insects so they can regurgitate that organs, pardon me, that blood and all of the proteins and nourishing goes right back into the earth from which it came from. Listen. So why would you put dirt? That's the most stupidity I've ever seen. That's paganism. Because that's what they had. They have paganism. They love paganism. And they've taken us back to paganism. Oh, Allah's going to send. He's going to come in the grave and he's going to question you. Question what? What? The spirit left. Who are we going to question? He's going to bring us back in the grave? You telling me that God got to come back into the earth, the dirt, the mud, and got to talk to you? Well, what light is on? They got electricity in the grave. And a Christian says, I have never saw that before. I said, I haven't. They're making graves now. We are putting so much emphasis on the grave. And Muhammad the prophet took us away from the grave, prayers and peace be upon him, and we're going back to the grave. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I was taught by the man about Muhammad, that the deceased don't belong in the masala. That's for the living. However, we don't have places big enough other than the masjids. So we bring them in. That's not. Well, because we have to do what we have to do. It's snowing out there. It's raining out there. So really, we're supposed to have the janazah inside and leave the body right in that funeral park. Leave it in the coffin and take it to the grave. Well, see, back then, they didn't have cars. So we had to carry it because they can't walk. Why? It's nothing but mud and dirt. If the spirit was in there, the spirit takes that earth and walks around with it. It protects your organs. Look in the mirror. That's you. That's your real estate. Earth is real estate. That's yours. You got to maintain it. But if you don't, it'll get old faster than it should. So we have this hang-up now. And then we charge the buried people. No, it's a blessing to come to a janazah. But we charge. Were you that broke? You can't make money? You can't create money? And today, we've been fooled and tricked because we don't have our own grave. We don't have to put nothing in no metal. The Muslims were getting away with putting their bodies in the grave like they should, and they'd be naked. Because why? There ain't nothing but mud. Now we dress them up. Now we wrap them up. Because why? Because it's the law that we have to put something around them. However, but the earth goes back into the earth, brothers and sisters. The ants, the termites, and all those things are saying, I thought y'all was intelligent. You make me eat past cloth. You make me eat your shoes. I got to get in there and get my dinner. Why do we rush them to the grave? You ever smell a dead carcass? Because we don't shoot them with nothing to make them smell good. You ever smell a dead carcass? So, yes, you will. No, we got to rush them to the grave because if we don't do that, it will be a sin. Who told you that? And let me tell you something else. Anytime a woman get out of her place, you have no right to do a janazah. You have no right to do Juma. Those are two things. Anything else you can do. In the absence of your husband, you can lead prayer in your home. But you don't come and run your mouth as if you come from a low-lived individual that taught you that you could tell the emails what you're going to do. Line up, brothers and sisters. Line up for what? We do duas. We do duas in our car. We do duas in our homes. We do duas. We ain't got to line up for a dua. If the line is straight, we ain't going down inside ya. The women can't be here. The women got to be in the back. In the back of what? She ain't bending over. But she's with us in hives. But you come back, you forget all about that. She got to make hives just like us. If she was stupid, stuck on stupid like her husband could be, that he don't want to touch your right hand because, I mean, left hand, because the left hand is dirty. But yet, you go around the Kaaba to your right, you'll get trampled. So what makes it a hand? What's the difference from a hand? You call it a hand. You call it left hand, right hand. We make up everything. We have that right. Let me tell you why you have that right. You have that right because the question was asked to the angels to bow down. Say, bow down to my new creation. And some of the angels said, it was some of them, I can't go in there why it was, but I can tell you there was angels and so-called angels. And they, so-called, had a right. To rationale. The original angels don't rationalize. They do the will of God. But what happened? To bow down to my new creation. And Iblis said, I'm not bowing down to dirt and mud and clay. And you made me out smoke this fire. He said, well, wait till I breathe into Adam. His spirit. And he breathed into Adam his spirit. He turned to the angel and said, tell me your name. Oh, Lord, we only know what you taught us. That's the angel. Adam, tell them their names. tell them their names. And he started naming every last one of them, and they went down in Sata. So we name anything. I don't walk with your left. Your left is a sin. Your left is not haram. Allah didn't name it hand. He didn't name it right hand, left hand. He named it his two controls. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So what in the hell are you trying to walk different? Because he didn't use his right hand. Well, guess what, brothers and sisters? He's drowning. And he got that pole with his right hand that we call right. And usually the right hand is strong. And he reached his left hand out to save him from drowning. Well, he'd be a damn fool, brothers and sisters, that he don't hold on to that left hand to save him. So all of a sudden, he ain't left nor right. Oh, it stops me from crying. All this stupidity that we put all kinds of ritual around the grave. And we so stuck on stupid that we are burying our children, our family, way out in West Hill. Because why? You want to keep the insurance policy. But yet, the hell with my grandma. The hell with my grandpa. The hell with my aunts and uncles that can't get out there to visit the grave once in a while. Why? Because here come a foreigner that made it cheaper, but you got to go miles out. You got to go miles out, and we going, because we want to save money. But yet, it's blessings to come to Juma. And we put them way out in the desert with no water. But they take the money and send it to their families around the world. What is your family getting? We don't give a damn about our our aunts and uncles, or you use this uns. I just don't like to use these words, but stupidity to say your aunt ain't a Muslim because she's with Christianity. Allah gave her a choice. But let me tell you something. If you teach your children what is a Muslim, I was in jail teaching, which I don't like to do. I stopped it almost 10 years ago. And I said to those brothers, I said, you know what a Muslim is? Because half of them was not, they claim. I said, a Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. All you that submit to the will of God, stand up. And they shook the whole jail. 500. I had to teach a second people because they were trying to tear up upstairs because they wanted to know what the world's going on downstairs. I said, say God is great. God is great. God is great. God is great. I didn't say Allahu Akbar. They know God is great. It's in their nature. So the moon, the stars, the sun is Muslim. How do you think it operates? It operates in their will. The sun rises for a reason. You know what that sun does for you? You can't see at night. And then the moon, it could be a three-quarters of a moon. It could be a half a moon. It could be a full moon. What is the moon? The ants, the birds, the bees, they Muslim. The animals are Muslim. The seven seas are Muslim. The leaf from a tree don't drop unless God wills is a Muslim. The angels are Muslim. The jinns are Muslim. They all submit to the will of God. And you don't have a right to call that human being is a Muslim. Now, did he come away from his being an offender? You do too. Allah, we came. Allah, we returned. Where are you going to return, brother? The only way you're going to return is back to your nature and what God has created you to be. You got away from it. So don't be stupid. Tell somebody that he or she ain't a Muslim. Oh, they don't have it on Islam. Try to make them not a Muslim. The Jews don't have it on Islam. You say that makes them not a Muslim. It's a religion, fool. It's a religion. Religion got nothing to do with being a Muslim. It's the religion. The religion guides you. Well, Allah didn't have no religion. The Jews, he gave them permission to create Judaism. He gave them permission to create Christianity. And they was doing good. But the Jews kept the knowledge for themselves. So he had to create Jesus. And Jesus' job was to take down the fig tree. He didn't come to kill the Jews. He didn't come to destroy their religion. He came to cut down the fig tree. And why did they use fig tree? So you have to think. You say it wasn't a pear tree, an apple tree. It was to cut down the fig tree because figs got a lot of seeds. And seeds represent knowledge. They got plenty of knowledge. They're the first one that had knowledge. They're the first one. That's why they ruled. But they kept it for themselves. They put that little cap on and say, I got the knowledge, and we ain't sharing. So today, they're in the slow lane. So the Jews decide, and brothers say, well, these are different kind of Jews. No, the Jew religion knew that Allah stopped them from multiplying, and they created Christianity. And here comes that diabolical Jew. Says, no, they ain't intelligent enough. Let's make it Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They ain't intelligent enough, but make their cross feel like it protects them. Drink the blood because they barbarous. Drink the blood of Jesus. That's the wine. It looks like blood. Take the pill. Why? Because they like to eat raw meat. So now you're taking the plus. So Allah said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I use terminology that gets your attention. Wait a minute. Y'all want religion? Well, I'm going to create a religion for you. And I prefer you to accept El Islam. Prefer. He didn't say you had to. He said prefer. I prefer El Islam to be your true religion. I'm going to make it perfect. That's when 1400 years. Why I was so young? Allah had to change what they was doing. But now, why is the Bible so close to us? Because why? The Bible started with Genesis, and the Bible ended with Revelation. What did the Quran begin with? Revelation. It's an extension to the Bible. Nothing wrong with the Bible, wrong with what you understand. You didn't understand what that fig tree meant. You didn't understand why Adam and Eve came here. You don't study that. You make everything physical. And guess what, brothers and sisters? Nothing physical Allah needs. You got me three extra. And I heard, I'm looking for years. I don't know, about 3 or 4 years. And I said, you remember when I was being Muhammad? I said, do Allah have to talk to us 3 times? He said, what are you thinking, Rod? I said, I can't believe that Allah had to ask Prophet Muhammad SAW 3 times Iqra. He said, well, how do you define it? I said, Allah says you have to take a step first. And he did. In his intellectual mind, he was struggling to find out what Iqra means. Read. Then he tried to articulate it, but he couldn't. But he was struggling. So when you struggle, Allah helps you. First comes difficult, then comes easy. Then he said, "Ikra," because he got it. He couldn't understand it, but when he said, "Read," he knew what he was talking about. He started reading. But it wasn't no piece of paper, because he don't need man. It wasn't no ink. He doesn't need man. Read what? Read my creation. And y'all not reading the creation. You don't know how the stars and the sun and the moon, you don't even know yourself. You don't even know what your organs are all about. You don't know that, you don't tell your children that your angel's on the right, the angel on the left. And the angel on the right, you say to yourself, self, if it answers back, you better run like hell. Self, I hear you, but I ignore you. Whoa. But you say, something told me not to go out. Yes, the angel's talking to you. Your soul is talking to you. The one on the left takes you to hell. He writes your portfolio. And the book says you got it in your left hand, you're going to hell. If you got it in your right hand, hellfire. I mean, your back, hellfire. But in the right hand, welcome to paradise. So that's the right side, what you recall. That's the right control, El Rahman. But this is the key, brothers and sisters. Why is it that Allah gives us all this stuff in the Quran and we take it physical and don't break it down? It's not physical. Allah doesn't need nothing that he created physical. If it's physical, it's not Allah. It's matter. Study matter. And you'll get a better understanding. Because nothing is physical in the Holy Quran. It's a picture painted to give you an idea, because we like to see things. Brother Ron, I'd like for you to marry my daughter. I said, well, let me speak to her. I would like for you to marry her. She's a virgin. Well, can I speak to her? Well, I want to speak to her. I want to see what she looked like. I ain't going to marry nothing I don't see. That's who we are. That's who we are. We have to see it first. You ought to be a scientist. You got to see it and grasp from that and then make it yours. So we're physical. So everything in the Quran is physical. Stories in the Bible is physical. But you got to look past the physical. I'll give you a good example. Jesus says that I'm going to leave here. And I'm going to leave my mother behind. Oh. And so they took that and made Virgin Mary, who had children, they made Virgin Mary a virgin. And you worship because she's coming back. I'm leaving her here. So they worship him because Jesus said he's going to leave her here. But it had nothing to do with someone returning. No one on the face of the planet Earth is coming back to this hell. Why would Allah send you back here if you left? So nobody's coming back. So what did he mean? I'm gonna leave you your mother. All your women under my voice, he's talking about you. You're gonna give birth to another human being like Jesus. That's the mother. And because he said he's gonna return, likewise, he has no power to come back here. Allah would not send him back here in hell. So who is he? Jesus is you, brother. Jesus is you, brother. Because he gave birth to one like Jesus. That's what his return. Our return is our offspring. But we ain't coming back here. And let me straighten this out. You think Allah's going to destroy his animals? His insects, his birds, even the pig. You think he's going to destroy them? They're all here for a reason. The sun, the moon, star, that the final day of judgment, he's going to destroy his trees and his seven seas and his air. No, over one creature called the devil, y'all call him, Iblis, you call him. Call him whatever you want. No, he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what we got today. That's the world that Satan created. But you can be in paradise while you're walking around this earth. Don't be involved with Satan's world. Allah said they plot and they plan, and he plans. That's the plan. But let me straighten this out. God is sufficient. Oh, hell no, if you don't go and work for what you're trying to save yourself from. Yes, he's sufficient. So he says to us in order to cry, he says, I would not change a people until they change that which is bothering their soul. And the way it's written, it's like, brothers and sisters, the Satan is telling you, I told you God don't like you. That is not what God has said. He gave you a soul to talk to you. Do you talk to your soul? Some of you don't even know you got a soul. Do you talk to your soul? Why would he talk to you if you don't listen to his, your soul? That's all it means. So I'm going to close, but I'm going to leave you in some things that should be on your mind. Aisha, who is your husband? First, peace be upon her. My husband is a walking human Quran. That's why it was no religion. Our nature is a walking human Quran. Imam Mursi Muhammad says, you follow his sunnah, you are never going to be equal or better. But I'm teaching you how to follow his ushwa, the nature in which he was created. We've got the same nature. We are walking human Qurans, and we don't even know it. And Satan brings them all around us to teach us not to do that. We're poor. We give our money away. Now nobody's coming. We went from bringing out 20,000 people for in a hot air feature. I mean, we was the first ones to do it. We was the first. And yet we only got 100, sometimes 50. Don't you see? And I said, Brother Imam, tell me something. Why are they sitting under that? He said, they curse. Anytime you sit on the stupidity, you deserve to do it. That's my leader. He tells the truth. You didn't think one was going to be raised amongst us? And the Quran says, I use the word leader, so you'll know. I raise leaders amongst all nationalities. But we didn't think one would come to us. His name is Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad. He brought this to us. We know how to call the Adam and the call of prayers for everyone to get back in their DML future around the world. Who was he? He was a slave. Who was he? He was Bilal. Did he ring a bell? Did he blow a horn? Or did he climb the Kibla? He climbed that Kaaba and got up there, and he used his natural voice all the way to his grave. Nobody else called the prayer. That was a sign for us. And we are the Khalifas. Imam tried to name us that, it wouldn't stick. But we is the Khalifa. We call the whole world. Everybody's gravitating to America. We are here in America. No one came to get us but Farad. Why we give him credit? But our African brothers never went to look for the ones that was kidnapped and brought over to America and put into slavery. We didn't get no help. Because if so, we would have to give them the credit. And so, brothers and sisters, we go to Hajj, but you got to go to Arafat. And when you go to Arafat, you put on your culture. And we look back, we're from Russia, or Turkey, because we wear their clothes. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, we wear their clothes. Brother, where's your culture? Well, brother, I like to look like you because I love you. You don't look like me. Now, they know you didn't have no culture for 400 years, so where's our culture? Because we got to learn from one another. But I don't know who you is, but know who you are because you're just like me. I can do this all night. Not to beat up on anybody, to wake you up. My son came home crying. Came home crying. He said, no, I didn't need him, Daddy, Mommy. I didn't need him. He what? You told me to read everything, and I couldn't read it. I said, what? He said, my ice cream. I said, where is it? In my book bag. This ice cream cone was melted all over. Because we taught him, you can't read it, don't eat it, don't touch it. And today, the reason you let them put that needle in you, the reason you fell victim to COVID-19, because most of y'all spineless, y'all thought you were going to die. And at the same time, they find it out it was killing you. Now, some of us could leave here, but it's amazing how we die like this. Bing, 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 bing. And when you're sick, you got COVID-19. You got a cold, you got COVID-19. You got the flu, you got COVID-19. But when you die from COVID-19, they don't say you died from that. Ah, oh, they're smart. You're smoking cigarettes and because Sharifa, it kills the brain. It was created to kill the brain. And so anything being made that they sent all of us to jail for is smoking reefer. Well, the way they got the reefer, they give it to you for free so they can relieve you. And it burns your brain. You can't talk no more. You're crazy. You're out your mind. You didn't think Satan going to pull this off? And all these great scientists, well, one brother told me, well, there's 80 billion, 80 billion, and they're not all going to die. But it might be your grandson. And all of a sudden, here come COVID-19 went out the window. They shut us down like they did the Jews. You can't speak to each other. They lock you up. Well, we respected their law. But I can't read it. I'm not touching it. I taught my children that. You don't know what's in it, you ain't testing me. Nobody. These tests is just off the hook. There's no such thing as a test for COVID-19. Now, we all been sick. We had the mumps, we had the measles. We all been sick. But all of a sudden now we need a shot for everything that helps you. I don't really like to talk about it because the people are afraid about it. Now, is Allah sufficient? We have masks on. The mask is what frees and that cleans your system in Allah's air. You ever seen a dead carcass and you smell it and you can't get out all that stuff they got in the store, you can't get that stink out? You do one thing, open up the windows and let the air come in. 2 days later, you come back, you don't smell nothing. That's Allah's air, but they shut it down. We're breathing in the material, and it's clogging up your lungs, and this is why people are dying from lung cancer. And men, I'm talking about Islamic men. Islamic men walk around look like monkeys and with masks on. You don't know who's who today. Well, until you talk, I said to a sister, I said, I don't know you. Yes, you do, bro. You know me. I said, I know you and your face is covered. I don't know you. And so people are getting sick. Babies are dying because they can't breathe. And all of a sudden, all that's in the river. They're going to throw these masks away. And then Pucci said, well, this is a better mask. And y'all buy it. It's in the stores. It's in the drug stores. Now you're giving it away for free. Why? Because they're sold it. They made the money. They made trillions off of us. I ain't never put it on. Now, I respect. If I got to go in the place, but I ain't putting no mask on. I love to breathe in God's air and breathe it out. That's what cleans your system. Why would you cut off your air? But we don't think. Nobody's telling us that. We are fearful of doing it. Everybody want to make money. Now, I have to honestly tell you, I was told that we won't get paid if we do the test. So what is the test? Ain't nobody sticking nothing that no nose on my trial. And I wouldn't want nobody else. But they told me they're going to pay us because the Jews knew it was a fake. And they said, nah, you want to make some money? They take the test. What did I do? Somebody going to stick me? No. No, just use your slobber. And they're going to pay you. Whoa! They're going to pay us. We're going to make thousands of dollars. And soon as we're getting ready to do it, that's when everything got cut off. Because Rod Goode, he'll get a whole lot of nasties making money. But at the same time, they're taking your DA. They getting in and they got people going crazy and they trying to put a chip in there over. I mean, this is crazy stuff, but if we just stick to how we eat to live, we won't have this problem. Brothers and sisters, I have to say that I didn't plan to come on the air. But if we don't come together and cut out all this rhetoric, we're not going to survive. And we'll leave our children nothing behind. So I want to say to you that I will say, never I say anything wrong, I'm human, I'm a human being. I say, subhanAllah, may Allah forgive me. If I say anything incorrect, I make mistakes. But if I say that allow you to stand up in your soul, stand up in your spirit, stand up in your deen of the future, stand in your taqwa, stand up in your taqwa, your conscience of Allah. Don't give me that credit, give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from my father, Adam, from my brother, Moses, Ibrahim, Jesus. I greet you from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you greet him, you greet all the prophets you don't even know. That's why he gets the most excellent greetings. Peace and blessing be upon the prophet and the sinners and his companions. I'll return tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. I thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. I was Murad Muhammad. Peace and love.